This is Weekend Breakfast.
I can't tell if I'm old or if I just never go out of the house.
Could be a combination of both. Don't rule that out.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I was so shocked when I talked to a restaurant last weekend on the phone. I was booking, you know, for a Saturday night event and, you know, remembered last minute, oh, I'm taking a cake. And I was so low-key offended about what they said I had to pay for. So I was like, yep, so I'm booking for 20 people for dinner. Okay. And they're like, yep, that's fine. And I said, oh, I'm bringing a cake. Is that cool? They're coming at, you know, the cake maker's going to drop it off at 4:45. And they're like, yep, that's fine. It is, oh God, I can't. It is $1.50 for cakeage though. And I was like, sorry, what now? And this is where I can't tell if I'm old or if I never leave the house, because I never go out for dinner, let alone book dinner. And it's always grilled, you know, just in a hurry, because I'm not about that life anymore.
Hang on. This is news to me. Cakeage. So like a spin-off of corkage, I guess. You bring the wine, you've got to pay a corkage fee. You bring a cake, they're charging cakeage fees.
And look, there is a part of me that understands the cakeage fee. So it's candles if it's a birthday. And for me, in this occasion, it wasn't a birthday or a sort of anything that required a candle. It wasn't an anniversary or anything. And to plate it up, to cut it up, and then to wash the plates. I was like, yep, okay, I get it, $1.50.
Per person,
I understand it. But I am absolutely not paying that. I was like, mm-mm, that's not a thing. And they were like, yeah, it's very common. I was like, that's fine, I'll bring my own knife. And I know! I put a knife in my handbag like a psycho. Imagine if the police had pulled me over. Why do you have a knife? Oh, because I refused to pay $1.50 per person to cut up a mud cake. I bought a bunch of napkins because I refused to pay it. Am I cheap or is cakeage ridiculous?
All right. So you got your 20 people coming along with your cake that you've provided. Well, quick maths, about what, $30 in cake fee?
And look, it's not that much money.
Do they have desserts on offer at the restaurant?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And I know that they're losing out on that money. I get it. But the food was really expensive. It was like $38 for a main and then, you know, cocktails and stuff. People were living. They were spending a lot of money. You know, I'll be honest. Could I walk out of that establishment? Maybe, maybe not. You know, I had a lot of espresso martinis.
I don't think that comes in to the play, though. Like, well, people were buying a lot of things. It's not like, okay, yeah, you go into a restaurant. Oh, yeah, you bought $200 worth of stuff. Oh, yeah, have a couple of bottles of wine since you're paying so much money. You still pay for what you need.
Yeah,
doesn't matter how much you pay for.
Yeah, but I guess for me, I go, when I was a kid, people just cut up the cake and wash the plates because it's like a generous thing to do. It's like, oh, it's someone's birthday or someone's celebrating something. They've come to our restaurant. They've bought a bunch of people. We'll just cover this, I guess, and it's nice.
I don't think there's much difference between bringing your own bottle of wine and bringing the cake. I think fair go, charge for both for the restaurant. They're losing out money. You're not drinking their wine. You're not eating their cakes.
Yeah, but
did you end up having to pay for it since you bought your own knives and cutlery and your own person to wash the dishes afterwards?
Well, no, I just used napkins.
Great.
But I'm wondering, because I put this up on my Instagram and I was like, am I crazy? And everyone's like, you know, mixed on it. And I'm just so genuinely confused because people are like, I've never heard of this. Like, I'm sure there's people in the car now probably going out tonight and potentially going to be a cake there. They wouldn't even know that maybe they've... the person whose birthday it is paying cakeage. And apparently, you can pay up to $4.
Yeah, I see.
Cakeage. That is insanity.
Per head.
But I would... per head? When you... I would love to know. 131060. Cakeage. Yay or nay. If you work in hospitality, I'd love to hear your angle on this. Mm. Or if you have a lot of birthdays and a lot of events in your family, what's your situation with this?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I went to a restaurant last Saturday. Had a fancy dinner out, which I bloody never do, and I had a cake there, a bit of a celebration, and they were like, oh, cool, that's fine. It's $1.50 per person for cakeage. I was like, what now? And that is to cut the cake up, do candles if they want that, if you want that, and then to wash the plates, I guess. And you know what? I can understand that because you're not buying dessert. But at the same time, I think I'm a bit old school and I'm like, nah, isn't it like a nice thing to do and a generous thing to do, just cut up someone's cake?
Yeah, but that's business, mate. That's business.
But it didn't exist even, two years ago. Like, why is it all of a sudden this surcharge to live?
Well, nah, you know what it is. I think the restaurants may be getting a bad rap now. Now, forgive me, because I'm sure there are people that are working in restaurants right now that are calling through on 131060.
And I'd love to hear their opinions on this.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. Someone brings in some wine, right?
Yeah.
You charge for the corkage. Mm-hmm. Where do you stop drawing the line? People then bring in cake. You allow people to start bringing in cake for free. Next thing, people are bringing in chicken parmies and chips.
No.
You're going to start... No, seriously.
No.
You've got it. Where do you draw the line? If you're bringing food in to a place where you are specifically going to eat the food, you got to start charging. Otherwise, people will find the loopholes.
It's a cake. It's a birthday cake, an anniversary cake, a celebratory cake. Yeah. It's different. You're not going to take a bloody schnitzel in. When there's a schnitzel on the menu, like, you're being ridiculous.
There's cakes on the menu. No, I'm not. You've got to cover for these things. And then people will start having birthdays five times a year, bringing cake in, saving on dessert. You've got to, you know, I'm all for a good old sticking it to the man.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone's taking a cake in just like, it's a Thursday, let's take a cake and screw this restaurant. I don't, anyway, let's
just go to the calls. Yeah, no one writes for free anymore, in my opinion. Melissa in Victoria on 131060. Cakeage, yay or nay?
No, I was charged $3.50. We had my daughter's 21st, and there was 15 of us. We'd already spent over $1,000 on food and alcohol.
Right.
And we were charged $3.50, so I won't be going back again.
Yeah, but what is this? What's this entitlement, guys? It's like, we spent this much money, we deserve extra things.
Yeah, like, yeah, it doesn't matter. 15 people.
It doesn't matter. Yep. We spend this amount of money. Where's my little freebies discount?
Because it's
not.
It's a cake. It's nice. It's nice to be like, hey, oh, thanks for coming. Here's a cake.
Easy there, mustard lady.
Cake, and then you've got to pay for it to be cut as well.
Yeah. And that's
$3.50 is a lot of money.
Because, and she's right, you pay for the cake too. And I paid, I don't know how much you pay for your cake, but I paid $450 for my cake. So then to pay $1.50 extra. That's insanity.
Exactly. No. And it's a birthday. Right, it's a celebration.
And you don't want to be mad.
It's not the restaurant's birthday. They're having birthdays all the time coming in. You're saving money on the cake. You're bringing in your own cake. Bring it in your own cake. You just got to add that to the end of it. You go to the cheesecake shop, you buy your cake for $50, $450, whatever you're spending on it, and you think, you know what? There's also a little bit of cakeage fee that I'm going to have to leave in the budget.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I was genuinely shocked. And maybe it's because I'm old or old school. I just was like, no way, how is this even a thing?
Well, Leah in Queensland, what do you reckon? Cakeage, yay or no?
Hey, guys, I am a chef by trade.
I'm so interested to hear.
And so... Yeah, I've always worked in places that charge cakeage. And generally it's because obviously you've got the staff serving the cake, you've got the staff washing up after the cake, you've got a staff member cutting up and presenting the cake nicely, like usually they'll present it with a nice garnish and what have you. And you've also got you know, the money that's lost from people not purchasing
a dessert. Not buying the cake, so true.
But they've come in the first place to buy food.
Yep.
So they could have gone anywhere else. And don't you think if a place has cakeage, and if there's a place that does cakeage, a place doesn't, you'd go to the place that doesn't. And then you're losing money in the long run.
Imagine if you went to a donut place and brought your own donut.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Tanya.
Like, how dare you?
I really like your coffee here, so I'm going to be my own donut.
Yeah.
I can't hate on you because that's very good. That's good.
No one's ever addressed Tanya as Tanya on the other side of the phone before.
I know. Oh, gosh. I see your perspective for sure.
Restaurants have overheads, right? And that's what people kind of don't think about with small business.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about the back end of things and the struggles that people can have in small business. I mean, how many small restaurants do we see going belly up?
Yeah. So true. And you know what? I should know better because my dad works in hospitality. My boyfriend's a chef. So you'd think I'd have a little bit more compassion.
reality check.
And also, don't forget that other overhead where usually the manager garners a whole heap of the staff and they all have to go over and sing happy birthday with the cake getting presented. That's another big one.
I think if they create a fun experience for you, it's worth the $1.50.
What cakeage do you charge at your restaurant?
Well, I'm not working in hospitality at the moment, so. I've seen $1.50. I've seen up to $3 charged.
Oh, wow. See, okay, I'd be happy to go $1.50 if I paid $50 for the cake. And you know what? I think maybe you guys at restaurants should provide maybe a cake option, and then we pay for the cake at your restaurant, and that way you're getting the money.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Why not just ask the restaurants to make the cake for you? You know, they've generally got all the equipment there, and quite often when in restaurants that I've worked in, if people just ask in advance, it can be prepared for you.
Yeah, what Leah's trying to say there is that you can have your cake and eat it at the same time. I was sitting on that for a good 2 minutes.
That's good.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
There comes a point in one man's life where he thinks, will things get any better? Have I just experienced the best day of my life? Have I already peaked? Have I peaked?
Ooh.
And at the ripe old age of 28, I do wonder, have I already peaked? Have I peaked too early? Because something amazing happened this week, and it's been on my radar for a while, ever since it was locked in. I do a late-night radio show throughout the week, for those who don't know. A bit more promiscuous, a bit more adult.
Yes, but I think it's very entertaining.
It is. I like doing it very much so. And I managed to have a chat with pretty much someone I've been following closely, their film career ever since I was a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, like Nicole Kidman or something.
Similar.
I was gonna
say. In the part that they're female. Let me just say there are certain videos on the internet that one can seek out in the privacy of their own room. Quite popular with teenage boys. And sort of learning the birds and the bees with an internet connection.
Oh, okay.
And my favourite of all time is a lady.
Oh, she came in. You met her.
Oh, yeah. Did I meet Lisa Ann? She's 45.
Yeah.
Definitely my favourite of all the actresses. And I've been following her journey quite closely ever since I was 14. Like I said, the past 14 years. This is, the amount of dopamine I've released. Okay. While I was watching this lady's movies.
Oh.
It's off the charts.
Yeah.
This woman shaped my teenage years. So to be met face to face with this lady, to be able to shake her hand that I followed so closely over the years.
Oh, wow.
To be able to see her live in the flesh, it was quite something.
And Do you reckon she knew that, you know, how much she impacted your life?
Did she know?
And she knew, right? Straight away.
Her whole life is bumping into blokes like me, pretending that they're super cool and, like, under control. But you can see, like, the sweat dripping off me. I'm shaking.
Wow.
I'm like, I've never been so starstruck in my life.
Really?
To see her on the other side of my laptop screen was just something to behold.
How many films have you watched of her?
Mate, honestly, it's not a matter of how many films, it's how many gigabytes over the years I've wasted. This is just the creme de la creme for me.
I'm so sorry, I'm trying to hold it together, but it's very funny.
Anyway.
We're not saying what she is, and it's even funnier.
No, she's an actress. She's an internet actress. People will be familiar
with her. Entendre.
Lisa Ann is her name, and she's in the country at the moment for an expo. Blah, blah, blah.
What kind of expo?
It's called a sexual expo. I believe Sexpo is the name.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, I'm in a very privileged position where I get to live out every teenage boy's fantasy to meet their idol in real life. I mean, I can't just pass by. I can't just treat this as business as usual, shake her hand, go through the motions, talk to her on the air, interview her and say goodbye and have a nice life.
No way.
I need to take this one step further.
This is once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. I need to ask her on a date.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've done all my research. I've not only watched the videos that she's more famous for, I've been spending time on YouTube watching all the behind-the-scenes interviews of what she likes, getting to know her, her hobbies, her interests, what she finds attractive in a man, her ideal date situation. She loves sports.
Okay.
So I've pulled out my West Coast Eagles jersey that I've got and given it to her as a gift, as a bit of an icebreaker.
Wow, wow.
This is a slow-burning play. This is something where I'm going to plant the seed before the interview, so then post-interview I can say, hey, you know, the Eagles are actually playing in Sydney this weekend. Would you like to go and watch it? I know you like
really
sport.
You really thought this out.
Seen AFL. And I knew I was behind the eight ball when I gave her my big speech with the Guernsey and saying, this is the team you should support. This is AFL. These are the rules. I know you like sport. And she cut me off halfway through and goes, oh, my God, what's that on TV? And pointed to the TV where there was a viral cat video. And I thought, okay. She's obviously not that starstruck by me as I am by her. Continued with my pitch, did the interview. And then afterwards, her and her publicist are chatting a bit, and I think, right, it's now or never.
What's it?
Now or never. And I walk up to her, I take one big gulp, and I say, hey, Lisa Ann, what are you doing on Friday? She says, oh, no, like, set-in-stone plans. Why? I was like, did you want to go to the footy?
Yeah.
She said absolutely not.
Oh, no!
Not in a million years.
Not
in a million years.
Did she say not in a million years?
She walked out. She said, I've got other things on. I said, she didn't even ask me what time it was on. She didn't inquire about it at all. Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's where you went wrong. You should have put a cat video and maybe you would have had a better chance.
On the plus side, during the interview, she did let me touch the bunion on her foot, which in my world is pretty much just as good.
Yeah, it's first date material.
It's good stuff.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'm so excited to do this. 131060, I would love to know, do you have matching names for your kids? Or are you a kid who has a matching name in your family? I ask this because, oh God, I've just had the best week. I've got a new friend. Maybe she would call me a colleague. I've decided that she's a friend.
We've checked with your friend. You're still an acquaintance to her.
But she said to me that she met some twins and, you know, oh, they're so cute, these little kids, like little two little boys, so cute. Asked the mum what their name was and their names were Benson and Hedges.
Oh, no.
I know. I was like, that's not on. But at the same time, I love a matching name. Well, like, that's kind of fun.
Matching names are fun, but no need to bring cigarette brands into it.
I know.
Pick another brand.
And Hedges is a strange name for, you know, because with the S, it's Hedges? It's, I don't know.
It's the opposite to Sophie's Choice. I wouldn't like to be called either of those. Benson sounds too dog name to me.
Yeah.
Hedges is just in another planet.
Doesn't sound like a name at all.
No.
But I'm interested to know if anyone else has like a matching name. So I was thinking in the realm of like maybe in your family you're all named after cities. Like you might have a Cairo, a Paris, a Sydney and an Adelaide maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe you have an ABCD. So like, you know, you have an Adam, a Brian, a Chris and a Dave, A, B, C, D.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Like that.
Well, the Kardashians, they're all, they all start with a K, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that considered a matching?
Yeah, I would say theme. We should do theme names. Theme like names. If you have a theme name in your family. Oh. I knew some girls, my boss's daughters, Marigold, Rose and Daisy, flowers.
Oh, Marigold a flower, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And I always thought that was so cool.
Yeah. By the third, and what goes through the head of the people coming up with these matching names? Does it start off with the marigold and then it's like, you know what, there's been some pretty positive feedback. We're probably onto a winning theme here. Or is it like a plan from the outset? And we go, right, stage one will be marigold. It'll develop into a second child at some stage in the next 3 years. That'll be Rose. And then Daisy will come in at the end and tie it all together.
But you'd have to be pretty lucky to get three girls. If you had, you know, imagine if you were like, these are my three names. And then you had three boys. Would you change them to like Sagittarius, Scorpio and Aries? Mm. Like, I don't know.
Real awkward. These are my daughters, Marigold and Rose and my son, Daisy.
Yeah, it still works. I'm very, very curious. Does anyone have a themed or a matching name? Mm. I'm desperate to hear these stories. 131060 is the number.
I'd like to scratch as well, Hennessy.
It is.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I would like to know on 131060, do you have matching and or theme names for your kids? I have a new friend. I get so excited. I'm like a little kid. I got a new friend.
Well, make sure she's not listening because if you're not up to friend status in her, you'll scare her off and then you won't have the friend anymore.
I know.
And this is what you do. You drop the F-bomb too early.
I know. If she is listening, hey, can we be friends? I like you. I love meeting new people because you always get fun new stories. Because you know, you've got your old friends. You're like, I know that one.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Or you got a new friend, you're like, ooh, what have you got? And she told me she met some twins by the name of Benson and Hedges. Mm. And I was like, that is unorthodox. But then it got me thinking, does anybody else have a theme name across Australia? I had a boss and his children were Marigold, Rose and Daisy.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh, that's a fun theme.
Three girls, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind the Marigold, Rose, Daisy flower theme. I feel the cigarette brands.
Yes. Right. It's a bit left of centre. And if you are listening this morning, Benson and or Hedges, sorry.
Yeah. There's plenty of themes out there. And I'd love to hear what Melissa in Queensland to kick off this break has run into before. Is this something you've heard along the grapevine, someone you're connected to, or are you deeply enrooted in this theme?
Hi, how are you?
Good girl.
Better good?
So my mum had the four girls and we're all got an A at the end of our name. So it's Melissa, Jessica, Amanda and Shana.
Oh, that's
and and then I have my two and I named them after Home and Away characters.
Oh my God. Wait, have you got like, Angel and I'm trying to think who else is on Home and Away.
Don't tell me it's Irene and Alf.
No, it's going back quite a few years, actually, because I've been watching for a long, long time.
So Shannon? Like
Braxton and Ruby.
Braxton and Ruby. Yeah, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Braxton. Yeah. No, Braxton's a newish character. No?
Yeah, that was really new. And Ruby was Ruby's going back a few years now. So yes. I don't know if anyone would remember. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Home and Away. But my mum, so she had the 4 girls. I don't know what she would have done if she had a boy thrown in the mix. But all ending in A.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, don't mind cool. that. Yeah, it's simple yet effective at the same time. Yeah, giving me a small idea to name my kids after the River Boys as well. So thanks for that, Melissa.
Or Justice Crew, you know.
Thanks for the call, mate. Kate in Sydney on 13 Gen 60. You got a theme of matching names?
A mate of mine, his name is Ocean, Laken and Reef. Well, his name is Laken, but the sister is Reef Ocean.
Oh,
wait, Reese.
Reef, as in
Reef.
R-E-S.
Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, Reef.
Yep.
Reef, Ocean and River.
And Laken.
And
with an N at the end.
No, there's no river. I like Laken. No, that's where it comes unstuck for me. The river would have been a great substitute for Laken. I feel now she was really sort of stretching the body of water.
Why are you being so judgy, Lakey? You could be a part of that family very comfortably.
That's my last name. My name's Danny. It's a perfectly normal name. There's no theme there. Lakey. All right. Hennessy.
You're having a go at Laken.
Gin and bourbon or something, are you?
They are definitely potential names. I think like Bailey's, Savvy B, classy.
Laken for me is too much. What order are these people produced in, Kate?
Produced.
We got Ocean first.
Right.
Mm.
And then Laken's the middle one. And then we got Reef at the end.
And I'm hoping Ocean's a girl, Laken's a boy.
Ocean's a girl.
And Reef's a boy.
Laken's a boy and Reef's a boy.
Yeah.
I love it. I reckon that's so cool. Yeah. I love all of those names.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's better than Benson and Hedges. Thanks, Kate. Henry in Queensland.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hello. What's your matching name themes that you know?
So it's actually me and my family. I've got 2 brothers, James and Thomas. My name's Henry and my grandfather's Gordon. We're all tank engines. So, go figure.
Yes! That's a good one!
Yeah.
Henry's
a... So there we go. Yeah, we all dressed up as kids, let's just say that.
That's so cute! We're all tank engines.
They're all taken now. That can't continue in the family. Your only options left are Harold and the Fat Controller.
Yeah, I know.
This is Weekend Breakfast.